lemon in it, right? And then
Love
so
it.
great little detox. And I do have frankincense, yarrow palm, and some blue tansy in my moisturizer that's on my face because my goodness, you guys, like, I just love how many of you put oils on your face like morning and night,
Y'all
right?
come, baby.
Yarrow palm and
Favorite.
frankincense and blue tansy. I like the mix. And sometimes I like to even, I've made my own roller. I need to do this again. Mine's run out, but I put a little of the rose oil, the frank oil, you know, and then your blue tansy, yarrow palm, a little FCO, and then, you know, roll that. But I just drop it in my moisturizer. So, because I mean, I often, you guys, I guess people will compliment me and they're like, your skin looks so great. And it's like, have you heard of essential oils? You know, morning and night though, it's just putting that on. And I've been also one of the things too, not Andy, you probably aren't even going to be aware of this, but some of the ladies will know this. But at night, I've been putting a drop or two of yarrow palm on the back of my hands, right? Just like nourishment, but also hands is also an area that because, you know, they see it in the steering wheel, you know, in the sun when you're driving a lot or your hands or how much we wash them and just how much attention your hands get in the day, your hands definitely can age faster if you're not aware of that. So I definitely love putting a little frank or a little yarrow palm on the backs of my hands each night. So just a little, I know you brought us into supplements and I'll just add in skincare.
I know. Such good stuff. The oils are just incredible the way they support everything. And anyone who follows our good friends like Keely Martinez and Michelle Cannon, they're always singing praises to the oils in their skincare.
Yeah. Well, it's just, yeah, it's like putting such high nutrients and so forth. So thank you for the reminder because I do similar. Your sweet wife gifted me one of those boxes years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I use the same thing where, you know, it's like my Terrazyme, my LLV, DDR Prime, On Guard Plus is in there. And then I also have an additional supplement in magnesium that I add in as just part of my day and a little bit of vitamin D additional, but you know, it's like it's all in one place and I love the convenience of that.
I love it.
Can
I
people
love
buy
just.
that somewhere just as a, can they buy that case somewhere? Because it's
Oh.
ordinarily gifted
Yeah,
to
we buy on Amazon. I'll post a link here.
you. Okay. Just because you guys, I think if when I travel, I take that with me, it's so easy versus trying to pack all the bottles, right? And I just think if you make things easier, obviously, it's like, oh man, it's just easy to grab and go, right?
Yep, exactly. And I'll just admit just how lazy I am. Back when I had to open three bottles to take my Lifeline Vitality. Sorry. Just
Wasn't
way too
happening.
much. Just
So true.
one step too many.
So true. But that Terrazyme, you guys, if you don't have Terrazyme as part of your, you know, supplementation, you really, it makes such a difference. I noticed that in a big way. That Terrazyme is, oh goodness.
Yep.
Add it to your cart next time your LRP order. Make it in there.
Exactly. I don't know if that link worked, so I'm gonna repost it as a bit.ly link.
Okay.
But I do love what Rob Young just kind of brought us back to. just how fundamental and how simple Lifelong Vitality is. If you're not preaching that in your one-on-ones, in your lifestyle reviews, then you're leaving so much opportunity on the table to help people uplevel their health and help you uplevel your business. Seriously, it's the staple, and there's a reason it's the number one selling product for doTERRA company-wide. Yes, we're an essential oils company, and that is our best seller. So, yep.
Sure. I mean, it's just the expand, it's like wholeness, right? Our whole wellness. And so really helping support the body from, you know, foundationally. Because what I think of LLV or the supplements is like your foundational support.
Yep.
Love it.
Well, do you want to share anything that's up for you, or should we jump into some coaching?
just would say, you know, I know I bring this up regularly, but I'm just reminded of the power of intention and that what you put your focus on expands, right? That's not a new thought, but it's a reminder. And we come to this call each week to be renewed, to grow and to strengthen. And so when I think about renewal, is just the reminder of the power of focus and that is a legit effect in our lives. And I'm really conscious of the power of intention. I had just such a lovely week last week and was very intentional about in my own study and some things for my own personal spiritual walk in life. And I just noticed the difference and whatever it is in our lives. And I was just listening to a great podcast from this morning as part of my morning prep from my after spiritual into personal development. I was listening to this podcast by a gentleman named Ed Lamette, and he's got some energy. I mean, he's definitely this masculine energy, but he was just talking about a similar thought around the power of focus and managing that and just being very intentional in what we can achieve, right? When we are focused, whether it's on our relationships, our energy, our attitude, right? Like decide right now, this morning with Andy and I, rather than let the day decide how you're going to feel or where it's going to go, is just decide, this is how I'm going to choose to show up today. I'm going to choose to show up in a place of positivity. I'm going to be in a space of service and kindness. And I'm just going to decide that, right? And choose into that intention. But also with our business, is like, are you showing up to serve? And are you in a space with your business that you're exhibiting love and joy? Is we forget sometimes if we've been in what we're doing for more than a year or two, we're past like that honeymoon phase and newness where it comes so early. Like I was at a beautiful wedding reception last night and the energy was so joyful and the gelato was so amazing. And it just was so good. But and love is so beautiful, but whatever we're married to, our passion, our business, our life, it's so important that we water and nourish that love and that energy. I believe in the principle, right? That basic principle, life 101, is what we water grows and what we ignore dies. And I think it's really important that we water also our purpose and our joy regularly, is to come back to the joy of sharing with others, the joy of, like right now I'm diffusing tangerine and lemon in my office and just feeling the gratitude for being connected to all of you and so forth, but just choosing in to intentionally focus on the joy, the gratitude, intentionally focusing on how we're going to choose to show up, and that you put the life back into your business if you've kind of gotten out of the energy flow of it, come back to the joy and like the service and just the basics of remember when you first smelled wild orange for the first time. And sometimes when things become just so normal, second nature, or it just becomes so familiar, we're like, yeah, that's nice, you know, and we kind of forget, like, wow, there is so much good that this path you're on is for you and your family and for the people you get to meet. And who might you meet today or tomorrow? And just so many good things are in store, but yet life does work with what we focus on expands. So like if I was to buy a new car or Andy was to buy a new car, which.
Are we going there?
No.
Okay.
We had a fun joke on Sunday where we were pretending to shame each other and it was out of complete fun. But, you know, it's true. It's when you buy that new car, you start to notice that new car on the road wherever you go, right? That model and make, you start to see it everywhere because it's now in your focus. And similar, that's what a beauty of a vision board does, is like it puts it in your focus. So now you start to notice whatever you're focused on more. I mean, that's literally the way of your brain. And so what we focus on expands. And so if we're telling stories like, I'm here to be of service and I can't wait to meet, who can I serve today? And what new opportunities and how can I be the blessing, right? Because all of us want blessings or whatever you might call that, favor, abundance, opportunity. And it's like, how can I be the thing I want to attract? So it's just being aware of this for ourselves, I think, is the power. Again, I know we've talked about the power of intention many times, but that's one of those principles I don't think we can hear enough, because the way of the natural human, myself included, is we get distracted and we get distracted and we get in comparison and we get into doubt, we get into grumps and we get into fear and, you know, we get off the track and we come back to intentionally the way that you want, what do you intentionally want to focus on? And intentionally what you want to create and what you want to see more of in your life. That's what's up for me, is just gratitude and the reminder of being intentional about almost like truly everything, right, is showing up. Like I was really clear about how I wanted to show up here with you today. And sometimes I'm not as clear. So I'm appreciative of the reminder to say, oh, I'm really showing up intentionally.
I love that so much. Can I share one of my favorite stories about the power of intention?
Please.
So one of my friends was driving on the freeway, and on the shoulder over to the side of the freeway, he sees a guy walking backwards. And he's like, you don't see that every day. And he's with this friend of his, and they're like talking about it, and they're like, okay, I can't take this. We gotta go, you know, hop on the off ramp and come back and find out what's going on, because he's walking backwards by the freeway. So they stop and they start talking to him. And I think they were in Wyoming, and they said, hey, what you doing? And he was like, oh, I'm just walking backwards across America. And they're like, oh, okay. So why? He's like, well, nobody's done that before, so I'm just going to take the Guinness record for this. And they're like, oh, okay. So like, is this your first Guinness? He's like, no, I've got like 10 or 12 of the Guinness records under my belt. And so I just thought I'd do this one. And so they're like, can we just like talk for a while? Cause this is like, they're just totally intrigued by this guy. And they're like, okay, so for you to take the time, like this is probably a 2 or 3 month project to walk backwards coast to coast across America. They're like, you must be independently wealthy. He says, nope, I haven't had a job in 6 months. I have zero savings. I own nothing but these shoes on my feet. And they're like, okay, but you must've started out this trek with a pile of money to support you walking across America. He's like, nope. He said, I didn't even have the shoes. I just set the intention that I am going to walk across America, and I'm just going to start walking. And he literally got the shoes donated to him. He stays with people who offer, and he literally lives day to day by the power of intention. And I just love what that teaches about what powerful creators we are, mm-hmm. and how much power we've given away, because literally that power is part of who we are. And so I just love the visual of a guy who was on the East Coast, and he just had an idea, and he just decided, right? I love what you always say, Tiffany. It's doing's not the hard part, deciding is. So he decided, and then by the power of intention, he just started walking. So I think there's so much power in just being clear about our intention. And the mechanics don't really matter. You know, like, did it matter that he take an exact route, or that he start on a certain day? Not really. Like that's all mechanics. You know, does it matter that you're starting your doTERRA journey or wherever you are, you know, at this time or at this place or at this, you know, that with certain people? That's all mechanics. And at the end of the day, it's all about intention. It's 100% about intention, 0% about the mechanics.
So true.
Just a favorite little story I like.
Intention and faith.
Yep.
Right? Willingness to move forward too, literally, even if you don't see all of it and how's it going to work out and so forth. There's a similar Netflix series called The Kindness Diaries. Have you heard of this? So this guy decides to like trek around the world, and he has, but without resources, he has to literally depend on the kindness of other people to help like put him up for a night and help feed him and so forth. And literally it's pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
It's like good feeling family entertainment, you know, type thing.
I kind of feel like Diamond Club is like that, because most Diamond Clubbers don't have a lot of resource, and they're sleeping on the couches of the builder's home where they're visiting. And I know one of our leaders is doing Diamond Club, and like most of the time she doesn't eat because they're just running so hard and fast, and it's literally, it's the walk of faith every day, and no purse or script. So it's the grind.
Love it. Love it. Well, should we move into some coaching?
Let's do it.
All right, friends, if you're with us on Facebook Live, you can drop it in your comments. If you're here on Zoom with us and you'd like to put it in the chat box, we would love to serve and support you. And if you want to raise your hand or come on live with us, even better, we'd love to dialogue with you if you're here. But just start thinking about what's up for you this week. And I know for some of you, it's a real stretch to like put yourself out there or add the comment and so forth. And we just invite you to lean into that today. Is if your heart's saying, gosh, I'd really like some support around this, or let's brainstorm this, whatever might be up for you, we'd love to serve and love to support you. And whatever level that you want to participate with us, we're excited to be here and support you. So just drop in and think, well, let's start loading up that chat box or the Facebook Live comments, and we'll start moving into helping you get the support that you are seeking today.
And we'd always love to have you join us live. If you're on Zoom, you can just raise your hand and we'll bring you on. You can add your video or not, but it's always great to have live interaction. All right, Amy Gregerson is raising her hand. Our dear friend from down south. Amy, how are you doing?
Awesome. Hey.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I love it every week. I look forward to it. So I have a question about this whole idea of growing internationally.
Great.
So I'm going to the Philippines for a trip of my son's for his school. So it had nothing to do with doTERRA. It was actually just a total coincidence that they picked that spot to go to for our service trip this year. But interesting enough, at the same time, Kelly Anderson shows up in the Philippines and starts to post all of these wonderful things that are happening there. And it got my brain thinking, wow, was there a connection to the fact that what, like 3 years ago or 4 years ago in the Dominican Republic, we stood up and said, hey, if we were going to grow somewhere, we would grow in the Philippines. And it was just kind of a joke, actually, because my so now there's like the actual reality that that could happen. And so I'm just wondering why I feel so, I don't even know the word, Tiffany, you know, you'd be saying like, look inside you, find out what that is. And I've been trying to find out what that is. Resistance. There you go. That would probably be the good word. I just feel this resistance that I have a hard time growing here in America with people that I'm trying to lead. And I can't envision how to grow with people that would be so far away from you. And so just curious what that looked like for you, your first time to do that. And when you went off to Australia, like, did you have a vision of what that was going to look like, or did you just totally step out in faith? And then how do you merge that you're just going there for another purpose, but I'm open to whatever opportunities God sends me?
Wow. Well, I've got some thoughts. Tiffany, do you want to?
Why don't you jump in? You've got some thoughts. I'll follow your lead.
Awesome. So if I'm hearing you right, you're considering your options of going global, building some international teams, but you're feeling the resistance.
Yes.
The fear of the distance and the logistics and so on and so forth. Is that right?
Correct. You got it.
Love it. Well, first of all, it sounds like your intention is so powerful that whether you want it or not, you're creating growth in the Philippines. So strong work. Stand back and pat yourself on the back for creating that. And just so everybody knows, if you're going to commit to building a doTERRA team, it's only a matter of time before you have an international business. I mean, we live in such a global society now. Everyone has connections to, I mean, just within a few levels, you're going to have connections to several countries. So, like it or not, that's just the world we live in. So how do you, what do you do with some of the fears that come up around about all the logistics, right? I mean, it's messy when it comes to getting products across borders and getting it over oceans and getting people paid before doTERRA will pay them, right? I mean, those are all great problems to have, and they're problems that we get to solve. So just like with any other problem, we get to choose, are we going to throw up our hands or are we going to look for solutions? And it's exactly like the topic that Tiffany brought up. If you're clear on your intention, then you will find a way. So Natalie and I have done our best to, to pioneer into new markets. Compared to a lot of presidentials, we have next to nothing. At leadership, you probably saw some of the slides they showed. You know, like Haley Hobson has, I think, 60% of her team is overseas. Boy Truman is like, I don't know if it's 70 or it's a huge percentage of his team overseas to, you know, Taiwan, China. So I think we only have like 10% of our team. It's a leap of faith every single time. And you're going to have different problems with every single market. It's not like once you've conquered one market, then you're good to go. Right now, you know, just yesterday, we're on the phone with Kelly trying to brainstorm how to get some of her kits over to the Philippines. So it's not like it gets easy, but as soon as you choose to believe that you are a limitless creator and that you are committed to the mission, then you're going to find a way. Just like with the resistance that you felt the very first time you shared an essential oil with somebody, or the very first time you hosted a class, or the first time you got on a stage, like, did you still do it?
Yeah.
And how many times have you found that next upper limit and just pushed through it and done it anyways?
A lot.
Yeah. So the bottom line is the universe, God, whoever you attribute that to, is bringing to you on a silver platter your next lesson. And for you, that just happens to be international expansion. So again, you're at that space of choice to say, am I going to throw up my arms or am I going to choose to create? Am I going to let my intention be bigger than my fears?
And so if you are going there and you have a schedule, you know, they've got things that are scheduled for you because you're on a trip for something else. Can I just open it to God to say, and so those people that I need to meet that would actually be there and that would be a contributor to me growing are going to come to me? Or do I have to have a more intention space of like, I'll expand my trip to longer and I'll figure out where I'm going to stay and do kind of the backwards walking across the United States? Like, I don't know anybody there. I have no idea like what that looks like in that country. Or would you say that it's appropriate to still just have that intention, show up for what you showed up for, and then trust that that additional happens while you're sitting in the airport or while you're, you know, eating in the restaurant? That's where I'm trying to figure out what part do I have to show my intention in order to go to that level while I'm there?
Well, I would turn that question back to you. What's your feel for, what feels right to you when you think about this market in particular? Does it feel like it's just believe and trust and go there? Or is it lean in and put more effort into finding?
I really have tried both. Like, I really tried putting it up on the vision board both ways and even like seeing it through. And it feels good. Like, both ways felt good. One time I felt like I'm going to expand the trip. I'm going to actually go to Cebu and actually just find somebody to stay with so that I would have two places, both Manila and Cebu, that I could have met some people, because our trip won't include Cebu, but my husband did have friends there. So I thought, okay, I'll do that. But then there was another part that thought, I have a 13-year-old son with me. This is actually about him. I don't want to miss that. That's what the intention to begin with was to allow us to have this time to let him see the world in a different way and to go and do some service in another part of the country. I mean, the world. And it may be too much for him. And so I decided to go back to just the original, let's just go for that week and a half that we're planning to go for. And it will come to me. And it felt really fine, Andy. Like, that was actually the first time that I felt like, oh yeah, I don't have to sit there and go knock on doors while I'm there. Like, the people are there and I'm going to be there. So that can all happen very naturally, that I will run into those people that I need to run into, that the discussions will come up. Like, that doesn't, it didn't, all of a sudden it took the burden feeling just totally away when I realized, if I'll just go be who I am and talk the way I talk about oils and have them with me and share with people. But when, you know, Kelly was saying, like, take product. Like, I don't know what that looks like. Like, what do you mean take product? Like, you know, I just like pile my suitcase up with lavender and peppermint and then hope that there's people there that want those things. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's when I just shut the door and I think, oh, I just must not be like in the know about how to do this, because that just totally, I don't even know what she means by just take product. And so I just shut it off. Like, as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, see, this is just not for me. Like, I don't even know what to do here. So I just decided to leave it on the table until you asked today to ask, what are you thinking about? And yeah, it came up again.
Well, I think that's perfect. And this is, I'm guessing there's a lot of people on the call who can totally relate to you. It might not be going global, but all of us have different stretches, right? Something that is really scary right now. It might be the next rank. Tell me this, Amy, why do you do doTERRA?
To help other people, literally just to give them a option for healthcare that I believe is a much better option.
And if there was no compensation plan, would you still share doTERRA?
Yes.
So, so is your why big enough to build globally?
Yes.
Okay.
Those people exist everywhere, not just by me. Like, the people that need doTERRA live everywhere. It is not just about my friends or the people that live right here by me.
Exactly. So, that's a big enough why to push through anything. And that's exactly how intention works. So let's just take this one question of, what product should I bring with me? So just first of all, take a deep breath and then drop into, okay, I'm visualizing myself connecting with lots of different people. Let's say I find, I don't know, two people who want to be a customer and one person who wants to be a builder, just as an example. If they wanted to get started right away, what would make sense to bring with me?
Family position kit.
Exactly. So that's, I mean, you had the answer. You could just shoot a text over to Kelly and say, hey, what, when you say take product, what do you recommend? Or you can drop into the question yourself and just, okay, let's say I meet, I don't know, of those three people, one wants to be a builder. What would be nice to leave with the one builder so that they have stuff on hand to actually start building?
Wow. So like I was thinking you could just give them those little samples of wild orange, even like if I took that whole box from the class in the box kit, then they'd have something to share with people that's very powerful, to at least give them a taste of doTERRA, literally. And then I would leave some of the simple, like natural can be simple, but I don't know about the language barrier. So, I mean, most people there do speak English, but do they also read it? Would it still be appropriate to have that kind of literature to give to them?
Yeah, most people read English in the Philippines.
Okay, well, then that's what I'll probably do because they're the littlest. They're the littlest thing that I could bring, in mass that they could then keep to pass out to others.
Yep. What else might you bring to train them on how to find their solutions?
Definitely, like a launch guide or even that sales training guide is awesome now. So, you know, even if they just had those two things, a launch guide and that, I would bring a building guide, but not necessarily to leave with them, just to at least give as a guide to them as to where they could go. And then just really the launch. If you have the launch and the sales training, you can do anything.
Yeah, totally. And what would you bring to train them on how to find solutions to their ailments?
Well, my big book would be heavy. I would probably bring their little ones. I've got the little ones that like, even, I don't even know what they're called now, but the ones where you can just look up the ailment and it gives you all the different things like the, you know, the Modern Essentials Littler Guide. Cause that big book is just not very practical, not for overseas.
Okay. So you've answered all your own questions.
You're good at this.
The answers are in you.
I know. I just said that to someone yesterday. Natalie Goddard tells us the answers are within us, and I believe it. So it's just sometimes we forget to ask. So, yeah, thanks.
Absolutely. Tiff, anything you want to add?
I think you've thoroughly covered it. I just think sometimes when it's the same principles you've already been living and working, right? It's sometimes we think, oh, because it's international. And granted, you know, you have language changes and culture changes, but the same core principles are the same. As we show up to serve, we're in a good space energetically. We work on that. We hold that intention. You watch the magic happen. You're going to have some cool experiences.
So Tiffany, how do you push past when you know all the things you know, and yet some days you just wake up not wanting to choose that you know all of that?
Well, I would say it's two things. One is, you know, you come to learn that resistance is part of the journey. It doesn't mean you have to like it, Amy, and it doesn't feel comfortable for me or for you. And sometimes resistance wins. I mean, that's truth telling. There's times where I don't rise above it and push through it. It's like, oh, okay, I think I'm gonna, you know, whatever. But I think knowing that it's part of the journey, it's part of growth, right? It's just like we expect it. For instance, if I go to the gym, I know I'm going to face resistance, mm-hmm. right? Like physically, mentally, emotionally, like I'm choosing to put myself in a space of sacrifice, meaning for the moment, I know I'm pushing and I'm going there. I'm not going there to like, you know, lay by a pool and read a fun magazine. Like I'm going there to like intentionally push against resistance. And so knowing that this is part of the growth path, but we do it for the outcome, right? For the outcome to feel healthier, to be stronger, to have better energy. And so realizing that we're doing it intentionally, we know that it's part of growth. Knowing that, I think where we create the most suffering is when we hold an expectation, right? Like for all of you, for myself, most of our suffering is found in our expectations, right? Mm-hmm. We're holding it and expecting that life will be easy all the time, or expecting that it will just be, you know, is an unrealistic expectation. And that, or expecting, for instance, like someone else to meet your needs 24/7, you know, those are, we have expectations that set us up to suffer. And so one is holding a realistic expectation to know that resistance is part of growth. That's number one. The second thing that helps me push through is absolutely I have a coach and a mastermind group and other people I'm accountable to that I know that it's irrelevant whether I feel like it or not. I have to answer to them for my highest good is that like left to myself, I'll often let my emotions decide. And if my emotions are running the show all the time, then I can allow that to be hit or miss versus I know that I'm reporting back in. And that I'm in a space that I'm accountable to the actions and goals that I've set for myself that my high self wants to achieve, but my self sometimes in the moment or the day is like, I'm feeling afraid or I'm not feeling like it, or I'm tired. Well, accountability, one of my great friends, Kip Kent, he's a fantastic coach. He says this, he says, accountability, not ability, determines your results.
Wow.
So that's powerful. If you're not accountable to anyone, a coach, a mastermind group, you and your upline can do this too. It's like based on that. But I think it's also finding, if you don't have it, it doesn't have to be your upline. It's like find an accountability partner or join a mastermind group or something. But if you don't have accountability, if I don't have accountability, then absolutely my emotions will be making my decisions, which is hit and miss. And we know that consistency is the strategy to win, right? Not perfect, but consistent. And if I'm consistent, I can expect my health to be in a great place, or my business, or my whatever goals that I'm working on. And so those are two things. One is having a realistic expectation and mindset to know that resistance is part of growth every single time, or for all of us on an ongoing basis. And secondly is, have I set myself up to win? Do I have a team? Do I have an accountability partner or coach or a mastermind group that I'm accountable to, that I know I have to report back to?
That's great. Thank you.
Love it.
Yeah. Great question. Thank you for sharing. I'm excited for your journey.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for taking time to help me to push through that.
For anybody who does have questions about international growth, I posted a link. sharesuccess.com/international. And on that page, you'll find a link to information specific to the Philippines.
So oh, great.
That's from Elise Coyle, one of our top leaders who's building the Philippines. So
thanks.
Lots of good information there. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy.
Thank you.
Okay, we had an awesome question from Kennethia, and I've asked if she could ask it to us live. Because this sounds like a good one. So, Kennethia, are you able to ask your question live? I hate to put you on the spot like this, but.
Sure.
Awesome.
Okay. I'm kind of a mess, but I'll come on video too. Let's see.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
It's not letting me start it for some reason. Do you have to do something on your end?
How about that? Does that work?
Okay.
Awesome.
There we go.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just lost my grandfather Saturday night, and lost my grandma 10 weeks prior. So it's been a challenging few months here. But I came into this opposition from another family member, and I knew my grandparents would probably feel that way because of their background, but I never really expected, it kind of caught me off guard hearing it from this person. And so I have a feeling, I've talked to a couple others, that it's pretty prevalent also. So I want to not let it be one more thing that stops me. So I want to, figure out how to address it and keep going.
So could you just ask the question just for those who are like on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So I just recently experienced a conversation with a family member saying that, you know, all this self-development stuff basically is, it's against what Christ teaches. You know, you're not supposed to be showing yourself that way, you know, like, I think the way she worded it, it was like, you're making it all about you. And that's never been my intention. And it may be just her point of view, but I've heard it enough times that I think it's kind of an issue that I want to address and have a response to, and not let it be, like I said, one more thing that holds me back. Because I feel like, having like a platform kind of, I do a lot of Facebook lives in my group, and I'd like to start doing more on my personal page and just putting myself out there more. And I feel like having a platform is just like having money. It's like, it's a modifier of who you are. if you're already a good person and you're trying to do good, having more of both of those just gives you more ability to help more people. But there may be something I'm missing too. So I'd love your all's thoughts.
Absolutely. Tiff, I'd love to hear from you on this. Is personal development against the teachings of Christ?
How much time do we have? I do have another group I run in a bit. No, but thank you for the realness and the sensitivity and also just sending you so much love with the losses that you recently, you know, covered. And loss is one of those beautiful, painful blessings because it reminds us we're alive and it reminds us how much we deeply love, right? Grief is an indication of deep, deep love. And that's joyful to know we can love that way. And it's painful, you know? Right. So whatever I think feels also, I just invite you to be an added sense of nurturing to yourself, right? As you go through this, increasing your own self-care and tenderness and like the oil of geranium keeps coming up for me in thoughts and I like on the heart and so forth.
It's just, that was one of my grandma's favorites too.
Yeah. And I just love, I love the, all the Femi oils. I'm the biggest fan of rose and, you know, geranium and so forth. So I'm just sending you personally a lot of love.
Thank you.
And I'm going to share my thoughts, but I'm also going to invite you to first and foremost is how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
And as you take it to prayer, because it sounds like that's obviously a big part of your life, is ask God yourself, God, how do you feel about personal development? Yeah. Versus someone else's opinion, for all of you, whatever someone else's opinion is go to prayer or meditation and asking yourself, is that true for me? Or how do you feel about that? Right? Is being aware, is I'm giving you back the power. No matter what I say or Andy says, I mean, I'm going to elaborate just for a moment. For asking,
right.
But is you're entitled and have already within you, whether, you know, the gift of knowing and you, the Holy Spirit or the gift of intuition, as some would call that, is so it's learning to listen to that is how do you feel about it? Does it feel right to you and feel, you know, in alignment for what's right for you?
Well, I've very much been, especially since I started doTERRA about 5 years ago, but even before that, I've been very much on a journey of like healing and trying to figure out what exactly I do believe. I grew up in one church and I don't necessarily resonate with that as much anymore. And then honestly, with the loss of my grandma, especially, she was my person. And so just, I've, you know, struggled with my faith a little bit through all that as well. But I do believe that, you know, we are, I think a lot of teachings from different religions, you can take different parts of it and use what applies to you. And that doesn't mean you have to completely buy into everything that religion says. I mean, I think we can all learn from everyone and everywhere if we're open to listening and learning. So that's my main belief, I guess. And, but I don't want to, I guess I don't want to offend, but I also don't want to be true to myself. And I believe that, you know, Christ, along with Buddha or, you know, whoever else would want us to be the best version of ourselves. And if we're a better human, we can be better in our beliefs.
Yeah. So I feel that you're, so that's the first place, as I'd say, and is to take it to that for yourself. And I get it. And maybe even now that your grandmother's transitioned, she might have a different view and hopping into asking whatever, you know, her sweet name is to say, can you, you know, in through prayer is asking for that. Is I do believe also though the gift of discernment, and I've definitely had experiences where I felt very led to work with certain people or read certain books. And I've also, even if other people are like, this is the most amazing person to work with or program or book, I've also had discernment that that was a no for me. And so I think what matters is in your own walk with spirit is as you're in prayer, is you are in, you know, asking for discernment, that you're led to the right people and that you'll have that. But I know for me, my, and again, so now I take ownership to my belief is that I believe that growth leads me to more of my best self, which is what God would want for me. Right. And I have had my own witness of that, so I can only own it for myself. But absolutely, it's not in place of, but it's expansion of my knowledge and my growth. I have absolutely, for me, that's a part of my godlike attribute, is growth. Mm-hmm. I believe that God is a growing being. And so that ongoing expansion is something that, for me, again, is in alignment. But if a person's entitled to their own impression or witness to that, I do have, again, as I've already mentioned, discernment, where, I mean, very much so, different religions. I worked with a Buddhist life spiritual coach in 2016 for that year, and I was very God-led and witnessed and confirmed. Like, spirit said, no, this is, I want you to work with this person.
Right.
You know, I was, so it's just being aware that all, you know, there's so much love. It's just based on the energy of the book or the podcast or the person, that if they're connected to light and to source, which many people obviously that are connected to all different kinds of religions, they have the same light. We're connecting to that same source. It's just asking for discernment. So those are some of my thoughts for me. Andy, anything you want to add to that?
I agree with you 100%. Part of the question that I heard you asking, Kenethia, was, you know, it sounds like people are saying, well, if it's all about you, if you're making your Facebook lives and your personal development and your all of this growth, if you're making it the you show, then it can't be, you know, consistent with Christ's teachings.
Right.
So my response to that would be, you know, what's your intention in the personal development? Because the way I understand Christ's teachings is, pride is the common fall of all men.
Right.
And humility is his path. Mm-hmm. And so if you're using personal development, right, if you're learning how to be a powerful speaker, so out of pride, right, so that it can be the you show, if you're learning how to close a sale and how to be an influencer, and how to lead a revolution so that it can be about you and you can be the center stage,
right.
I would call that pride.
Right.
If, on the other hand, your mission is to actually expand the cause of Christ, or if it's to heal humanity or to empower homes or to raise leaders,
right.
if that's the true cause and if that's the true mission, then it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
And I feel like that's what Christ taught throughout his whole ministry, was the more you can get out of the way of God's work, the more you will be an instrument in his hand. So just like you were saying, personal development just adds fuel to what's already there. And it's the same thing with money. It's the same thing with influence. It only adds power. It's just a magnifier of who you already are. So that's the common trap, right? The more we expand, the more vulnerable I think we become to pride. But the invitation is there for all of us to live for a higher cause, to serve a higher mission, and to be a vessel rather than being the guy, being the person that it's all about. So that would be my response, a lot of people go down the personal development path for the wrong reason, and they make it make it about them. And my hope and my prayer is to be the humble servant of Christ, who is there just to serve and to be an instrument.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your question. I love that so much.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. We've got a lot of questions. Let's see. Debbie, oh wow, we got a lot of questions.
We probably have time for one, so Well, I do. You can stay on longer. I just, but I, so whenever you read through and whatever one your heart's like, or you feel like, let's go with this one, trust that.
Okay. So Marv says, this is a man's question.
Yes, go with that one.
In a seemingly woman's world, love the inspirational women doing doTERRA. Maybe you should ask this offline. Aren't too many men doing doTERRA? What tips, hints, perspective do you have for another guy doing this business, inspiration? So I don't think he's saying that there are too many guys doing doTERRA, but I think he's saying there aren't too many men doing doTERRA. So I think your observation is accurate that as a general rule, women are more drawn to being a healer, to helping people discover these natural solutions. I think as a general rule, that's that comes a little more naturally. Does that mean that this should always and forever be a women's only space? I sure hope not. I have a vision of a world where men are as equally in tune as women, where we are as much in touch with the healing arts and the mission of healing this planet as our divine sisters. So my hope and my prayer is that we can stand with, you know, that we can obviously stand behind and support these women, but we can also stand by their side. And even if we don't have a partner, that we can stand on our own and lead a mission to be healers and to support healers and to further that mission. You know, we've spoken several times about the whole self has a physical dimension, a financial, a social, a mental, spiritual, and doTERRA is a clear solution for the physical, but we all need healing in every one of those dimensions. And I am so committed to that mission of being a healer and bringing freedom in every one of those dimensions. So I think that, you know, I'm calling on all my warrior brothers to join in this crusade of fighting for freedom. I think it's really, historically, maybe it's been more of a women's thing. Does that mean it has to be? I sure hope not. So that's my two cents. Tiffany, anything you want to add?
No, just a hearty amen. It's like, we want, and it's just exciting and thrilling. I think anyone would say that, gosh, seeing more men step up to owning, to saying, I want to be part of this, is fantastic. And I think it's highly untapped. So I think it actually is, anytime you can stand out in terms of being different than what the norm is, I believe that can work in your favor.
Absolutely. There's a Facebook group called BroTERRA, BroTERRA Men. I just posted a link to it. And it's just a bunch of guys who are doing this doTERRA thing, and some of them with partners, some without. So I just checked, and it looks like they've got 19,000 followers. So, you know, we're not quite there to the 200,000 following doTERRA's page, or it's probably a million now, but we're there, and we can link arms and move the needle. So I guess that's my invitation, is let's not make this about gender. Let's make it about healing the world.
Totally.
You want to take us home, Tiff?
I want you to say something, and then I will too. But I just would love, okay, whatever's on your heart, like what you feel prompted you want to share, and wrap up a thought, and then I will join you.
Okay. So I noticed one of the questions in the comments box they asked a couple times was, how do we change subconscious patterns? And I can't remember the exact number, but I've heard it said that about 10% of our decisions are controlled by our conscious mind, and about 90% is dictated by our subconscious mind. So, you know, how do we tap into that massive secret weapon, right? I mean, ultimately that's what our subconscious is. And to me, that's what this whole call is about. It's about removing the blocks. It's about clearing the garbage. It's about being free from any chains or shackles that prevent us from manifesting our highest and best and truly powerful self, which most of that lies at the subconscious level. So I would say do the work. Do the work on, you know, what are your blocks? That's probably the most powerful question any coach has ever asked me is, you know, what's blocking you right now? Where's the resistance? And so that's what, I guess my invitation to you is to learn how to have a conversation with the resistance, with those blocks. I love Tiffany's image of having a cup of tea with your fears, just sitting down and just creating a dialogue where it doesn't control you, but you're in conversation, you're partnering, you're leveraging, all that deeper stuff. And instead of just keeping it in the darkness and back in the shadows, like bringing it out in the sunlight and having a conversation with it. So I guess that's probably my final invitation is let's keep being brave about what's hiding in the dark. Tiff, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are Andy Goddard is such a rock star.
You're so kind.
I'm just honest, but seriously, just what you're shared. And I'm just feeling gratitude. It's just the fact for all of you, right? And the power of gathering and the power of bringing to light your questions and the struggle. I mean, don't you all feel edified, right? Like whether some of you are seeing these comments, because some are coming in just to the panelists, some are going to everyone, but just what a great gathering we've had today, and like the intention and the heart and just how powerful it is that we come and get renewed and being reminded of certain truths. And I think it's like we fill our cup and we go out and do the work, and would love for you to join us every Wednesday. Who's going to come back? Who's back next Wednesday? I know some of the people have been asking, how often is this call? It's every Wednesday, same time, same Zoom link, same channel, so to speak, or the Facebook Live page. You are welcome to share it with everyone with your team, because I know that question just came in. How do others register for this call? Andy, how do they also get on the text reminder so they can be reminded to join us?
You just go to sharesuccess.com/call. I'll post that in the links here.
Awesome. You guys capture that link, because we'd love to have you back. The power of one of the things that I was sharing with Amy is the power of accountability and masterminding and so forth. And to be in a space where you're regularly nourished with like-minded people is one of the most important success hacks you can do for your life. And so I just would say, I guess my thought is that we've shared a lot of gems today that you've shared, that we've dialogued about. And I just invite you to say, okay, I'm going to choose to, I'm in this today, and I'm in this for this next week. And I'm going to be in a part of it. I'm going to work on my mindset. I'm going to show up to serve. I'm going to know that fear, struggle, resistance is going to be part of the path, but I'm going to move forward anyway. I think for all of us that it isn't ever about perfection. It is definitely about progress. And it's about that kind of mindset where we're going to move and we're going to take the action, whether regardless of our gender, regardless of our age, regardless of the country that we're doing the work in, we're choosing to show up in showing up. We're just saying, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do the work, and I'm going to release the need for it to be perfect. I know that fear will be part of it, or discouragement, but I'm going to keep moving forward, and I'm going to keep coming, you know, and be filled up. We want you here every week. This is a vital part, I think, of growth, is come get nourished with people that are high vibration, right? Is so important. So anyway, just so much love for all of you. I'm just feeling my heart's expanded for all of you that are here, just feeling that like we're in this together. So thank you for showing up, and invite your teams, invite your people, and we will see you guys next Wednesday.
Amen and hallelujah. Thanks for bringing it, Tiffany. Have a great week.
Thanks, everyone.